From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea Tuesday. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, says THAAD elements were deployed because of commitments to South Korea and the need to defend U.S. interests and allies. Like the Patriot system, THAAD uses its own missiles to shoot down incoming enemy missiles. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country. At the same time, North Korea is banning all Malaysians from leaving its territory. The two nations continue a diplomatic battle kicked off last month by the killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader. The decisions Tuesday followed the mutual expulsion of each nation's ambassador. Iraq, now removed from the U.S. travel restrictions, praised the new executive order on immigration President Donald Trump signed on Monday. But Sudan, still included in the ban, reaffirmed its opposition to the measure. The order's 90-day ban on the issuance of new visas applies now to six countries: Iran, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. In Nigeria, the government released a travel advisory suggesting people postpone any plans to go to the United States until the immigration policy is clear. Back in the United States, several key congressional Republicans congratulated the Trump administration for its revisions, while leading Democrats and human rights organizations sharply criticized it. A key monitoring group says Syrian troops backed by Russian air power have gained control of a key pumping station. Water pumping station, that is, near the Turkish border from the Islamic State Group. This is VOA News.